So we've been following the healthcare debate very closely on this show, and there are a couple of very crucial decision points. Individual consumers deciding to get insured, right, John?
Right. Lots of them young people who are healthy, who actually don't necessarily have to do it.
Doctors deciding on treatments based on whether a patient is covered or not.
That's pretty crucial.
And perhaps most critical of all, employers trying to figure out if their businesses can actually afford to provide insurance to their workers. So this week we've talked to people grappling with the first two tough decisions. Today a look at small business owners. Now they employ about half of all American workers, but only 62% of small business employers actually provide a healthcare benefit. And three people joining us this morning for whom healthcare is literally a make or break decision for their businesses. John Causton lives in Kennebunk, Maine. Welcome back, John.
Thank you.
Dan Sherry, good morning to you from Barrington, Illinois.
Good morning.
And Rashonda Young joins us from Waterloo, Iowa. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
First of all, I'm going to go around our round table. Healthcare, is it make or break for you, Rashonda?
It is.
Tell me why.
Well, first, we've got 34 employees, and we have families, and when we had initially received quotes about our health plan, we figured it was going to be about $241 on average for an individual, $580 for a family. When our final quotes came back, it ended up being about $414 per month for an individual, close to $1,000 for a family, in order to really attract competitive people to our business to help us to grow. We need something that's affordable, and almost $1,000 a month for a family isn't affordable for us, nor is it affordable for our employees.
Dan, you have fewer employees than Rashonda. You have just 8 employees, but is healthcare make or break for you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's not just for me, it's for America. I'm sorry to correct you, but the 62% of small businesses offering healthcare has decreased. It's less than 50% now.
Really?
And it's continuing to go down. Employers are forced daily to make these decisions. Do we shift the cost to our employees? Do we reduce coverage, or do we just drop coverage? And that's happening. And people who say they're happy with their coverage now have to realize that it's going away. We can't keep going in this path. And I can't even offer it for my own employees. So, I mean, I am absolutely at a disadvantage. When I run an ad to hire someone, if I have 100 resumes in return, I'll throw out 80 of them, because if I when they say, do you offer health insurance, and I say no, it's a deal breaker. And in a society where people expect their employer to provide health insurance, that's where they go to get it, and you can't offer it. Trust me, that expression, it's hard to find good help, that's my life.
John Causton, you're in Kennebunk, Maine. You own a veneer services, and your company's called Veneer Services Unlimited, and you provide veneer work for the woodworking industry. You have just 2 employees, so easy, right? Healthcare can't possibly be make or break for you.
Well, it isn't right now, but it's going to be. I mean, I hear Rashonda's story, and I say congratulations, Rashonda, to have grown to that size, and Dan as well. We're at the start point that I imagine you both were at one point. Including myself, there are 3 people working here. I'd like to expand, but just as both of the other business owners mentioned, to attract the best candidates, you really have to offer people the possibility of a career and the possibility of growing with your business. Training for what we do takes quite a long time. It takes several years to really get someone up to speed, and I think that people want to know when they're making that kind of investment in your business of their time and their energy, that it's something they can stick with, that they have the possibility of having a family, that if, you know, heaven forbid, they should have to see a doctor, they might be able to afford to do that. So this is really coming in right up on the radar screen for us.
So let me just back up a second. So Dan and Rashonda say that it affects your ability to get decent employees, not the ability to offer health care. But you're saying, John, that it's an impediment on expansion if you have to consider health care, that you really can't expand fast enough because health care is such an impediment to growth.
I'm saying the high cost of health insurance is an impediment to growth for small businesses.
You know, Dan, let me ask you one question. Sometimes a really bad problem employee can mess up your health care costs as an employer. Do you have one of those kind of problems?
I would if I was offering health care. It's the unfortunate thing for small business owners. Our group, is our employees. If you get a half a dozen and all of a sudden someone has a serious problem, your rates just go through the roof.
Well, who's the serious problem employee in a healthcare category in your business?
My assistant manager. She's got serious medical problems. I have another employee actually who is seriously considering filing bankruptcy because I can't offer health insurance. She had an incident a few years ago, and the only debt she has she carries is a hospital bill. And they just took her to court, and now they're telling me I have to impound her wages, and we're looking at her filing bankruptcy. It happens. It's a tragedy in America.
John, you're the smallest out of all of our small business. You just got a couple of employees. What are you looking to get out of healthcare reform so that you can actually get bigger, stronger, make more money?
We need to have affordable healthcare in this country. We need to be able to provide that backstop for myself and my employees that's not going to break the bank. At current rates, we cannot afford insurance, and we really can't afford to have unhealthy employees.
Okay, so John Cusson, for you, the takeaway is a federal subsidy to allow you to expand and to offer health care. Dan, what would be the takeaway for you? What do you need to hear out of Washington?
I'm not interested in a federal subsidy, frankly. That's taking the tax dollars, giving it back to us so that we can spend it on private insurance and line the pockets of the private insurance industry. I need a public option.
Public option.
That's going to bend the cost curve so we reduce costs. I need access, but I need a lower cost. And if the government giving me the money to make it affordable isn't going to lower costs.
Dan Sherry, thank you very much. He was calling us from Barrington, Illinois. John Causton from Veneer Services Unlimited from Kennebunk, Maine. And Rashonda Young.
Well, wait, we can get it. Look, Rashonda, what do you need from Washington quickly before we go?
I need affordable health insurance coverage.
A public option?
A public option.
Public
Absolutely.
Option. That's two and votes for a public option.
Rashonda Young, she got the last word in there. Thank you to our small business roundtable. And if you think you need health insurance or don't need health insurance and you're a young person, you're fit and healthy, 1-877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake at thetakeaway.org.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.